This is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield. Let's say your taste in Hollywood movies runs along the lines of the chaste and nonviolent, and yet you still don't want to be excluded from the cultural zeitgeist that is Die Hard 2, Die Harder. Or say you're under 10 and want to hold off adulthood for a few years and still enjoyed the visual delights of Kill Bill Volume 1. Your options are limited. Or at least they were until 7 years ago when Ray Lines created Clean Flicks, a film sanitizing service that edits Hollywood films of, quote, sex, nudity, profanity, and gory violence. What does clean sound like exactly? Lines brought us the film Training Day, starring Denzel Washington as a crooked L.A. cop, a violent film riddled with obscenity. Here's the original finale.
You think you can do this to me? You motherfuckers will be playing basketball in Pelican Bay when I get finished with you. Shoe program, 23-hour lockdown. I'm the man up in this piece. You'll never see the light of day. Who the fuck you think you fucking with? I'm the police. I run shit. You just live here.
That was the original version. Here's the cleaned up one.
You think you can do this to me? Shoe program, 23-hour lockdown. I'm the man up in this piece. You'll never see the light of day. I'm the police. I run here. You just live here.
Not every word escaped the sanitizing. We decided that the N-word in this context was gratuitous and bleeped it out ourselves. Lines didn't. We asked him why the racial slur made the cut.
The reason that we would leave in the N-word in Training Day is, first of all, you've got a black actor saying it. Our customers were the ones that told us what to take out. So, you know, an F-word had to go, a deity reference had to go, S-words, B-words, dams and hells, that kind of thing. We've never had a customer send us an email or respond and say, you've got to take out the N-word. And so we would leave it in.
Lines' work won him a national audience and a legion of imitators. That is, until last week when Clean Flicks and its competitors lost a 4-year fight with the Directors Guild of America in the U.S. District Court and were ordered to shut down for copyright violation. Lines will comply with the order. There is a slight chance he'll appeal, but it's likely the end of a mini-industry that began when Lines was asked by a neighbor in Salt Lake City to remove the brief nudity in Titanic.
I did that, and then it was Braveheart and Jerry Maguire and Saving Private Ryan, and the list just grew and grew and grew, and it snowballed into a very big snowball.
Saving Private Ryan. Now, that is a film that is just absolutely laced with profanity, with violent death. How in the world do you sanitize it?
It's a very good question. That movie's almost 3 hours long. How many minutes do you think we edited out of that film?
I'd say 30.
Less than 7 minutes is what we took out of that film. And everybody says to that response, oh, that probably came out of the first 25 minutes of that film when all the violence was happening. And I said, no, we took out less than 2 minutes out of that first battle sequence. If you look at the way we would edit a film, we would go out of our way not to ruin the plot, to ruin the story. It's much like you'd see on the airlines, much like you'd see on network television. And there have been titles, for example, Basic Instinct or Pulp Fiction. I believe Pulp Fiction had 350 F-words in it that we couldn't do because after we got through doing it, there was no movie left or the movie didn't make any sense. You know, a lot of people wanted me to edit Caddyshack all these years. And every time we tried to edit Caddyshack, the final product just did not work at all. It wasn't funny. It wasn't Caddyshack, and so we always backed away from that one.
Now, your legal argument in all of this was based on fair use, that is, the ability to excerpt stuff that's out there in the popular culture, much as you would quote from a film or show a clip on TV. But the court said, not so fast.
Yeah, we argued 2 points to fair use. The first point is that it's for the good of the people, and we believe that our customers, it's for the good of them. And then the other point of fair use was there's no economic impact because every movie that we edit, you have to buy the original. And so it's not like some guy in a back room somewhere just copying movies like in a black market situation. You had to have the original movie for us to edit it for you. And the ones that we rented out from Clean Flicks, we bought originals for every single one of those. So we kept it with 1-to-1 ratio. And we just feel that if you purchase a movie, you should have the right as a consumer to bring it to a company like Clean Flicks and have it altered so that you can watch it in the privacy of your own home.
In a statement following the decision, Directors Guild of America President Michael Apted, himself a director, said, among other things, that audiences can now be assured that the films they buy or rent are the vision of the filmmakers who made them and not the arbitrary choices of a third-party editor. But my understanding is that your customers explicitly want the choices of a third-party editor and that it's actually impossible for them to accidentally get the sanitized version.
People that buy Clean Flicks movies or bring their movies in and get them edited know exactly what they're getting, know exactly what they want. When I first started doing this, for example, I left in words like damn and hell. You know, well, it wasn't too long after that that my customer said, you got to take it out. You got to take it all out. And so we had to change and evolve as we did this, what we did.
How big was the market for this kind of sanitized product? Were you making a living doing this?
Yeah, we were making a living doing it. I wouldn't say that we were making a big living. It's kind of funny, you know, when Hollywood's talking about money in this deal, because we haven't made a lot of money. We've incurred a lot of debt. If we decide to shut our doors and fold up our tent, you know, I'm going to end up with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. But to me, it was worth it. I always said to a lot of Hollywood producers that we used to debate on radio and TV, would you be okay if I didn't charge money to do this? Would it be okay then? I'd be willing to find a way to do that. And they said, oh, well, none, even though it's not about the money, we still don't want you to do it.
One explanation for Hollywood's reaction could be, I guess, if you were suspicious enough, like me, that actually the studios want to have this business of sanitizing all to themselves. They're already in the cleaning up business for airliners and for television. Maybe they see this as a market niche that they can themselves exploit. Do you have any suspicions like that, or do you really think this was an act of principle by the Directors Guild?
The short answer is I think it was an act of principle. The long answer is I would love it. Put me out of business. I'd welcome it. Because my goal when I started this was to have a Clean Flicks in every town in America. And we were able to accomplish that with our website. But if the Hollywood studios and the directors now will make their titles available in 4 versions, a cleaned-up version, a director's cut, the normal cut, and the airline version, then I'm totally happy and I've reached my goal.
All right, Ray. Well, thank you so much.
You bet. My pleasure.
Ray Lines is the founder and CEO of Clean Flicks.